Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I want to compliment Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack. He's been promoting renewable energy, stressing how that can mean thousands of jobs in rural America. And he reminds us that a $1 billion increase in ag exports creates 9,000 private sector jobs. His agenda is positive for job creation. President Obama says that he wants to double our exports, and that could mean thousands of jobs that we desperately need. But what is the president doing to accomplish his worthy goal? Nothing that I can see. 4 years ago, we negotiated the Columbia Trade Promotion Agreement, projected to increase ag exports by $815 million. 3 years ago, we negotiated the South Korean Free Trade Agreement, which projects to increase ag exports nearly $2 billion. It is the administration's responsibility to send these agreements to the Congress and their obligation to vote them up or down. But they just sit on the shelf gathering dust, all the while other competing countries are writing agreements with countries all over the world. We lose ground every day we sit on our hands. Since we negotiated our agreement with Colombia, our exports to that country have declined by 50%. Our customers are losing faith in us. And on top of that, the president does not have authority to negotiate new trade agreements. That authority ran out during the Bush administration, and President Obama has not asked the Congress to renew it so he can negotiate new ones. President Bill Clinton had the authority and was very active in negotiating trade deals. Besides jobs, there's a very important strategic opportunity that we are missing. Passing those agreements would demonstrate our close ties and support for South Korea in its standoff with North Korea after the sinking of the South Korean ship. Passing the Colombia Agreement would remind Hugo Chavez and Venezuela that we work with and support our friends. Double exports and create thousands of jobs? Unless we do something, those are just words. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.